Yeshua la ramassu trovonda da banda de che da berema. Remanda de yeramassu trovonda da banda de che da La prosca da basche che te le riandromo. Assu tromonda da banda de che da ma. Yeramashe che te le ma. Jesus is alive. The King has risen. And he has set you free from sin and death. My Savior, my Lord, King Jesus, at your feet I bow down. And I surrender, I yield, I submit unto you, Lord. At your feet here right now, I lay down my life, every part, every dimension, and every area thereof. Take full control even now, Holy Spirit. Lord God, step in and even now take full control. Holy Father, I pray that you work with every heart tonight. I pray that every device the enemy has put in place to keep every individual in this place from receiving the word tonight, that it will be destroyed, it will be broken. I bind it, I rebuke it, and I cast its work down in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, even now I pray, my Lord, to step in. May you work with the soil of every heart, that it will become fruitful soil, ready to receive the word. I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened even now in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's give God a praise offering. Amen. You're welcome to have your seats. I serve an extravagant God. And I believe that tonight God is going to do something extraordinary. I hope that you've brought your documents. I hope that you've come with an expectant heart. And that you're ready to receive a blessing tonight. Amen. First of all, like every time that I step up to this pulpit, it is a very humbling experience. It's something that I do not take lightly nor for granted. I honor the spiritual authority of this house, which is Pastor Leon and Esther Lee Dupree. I want to thank them that they entrusted me to take tonight's service. I thank my Father that is in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ that he has brought me this far. And that he allows me to stand here and to minister unto you. I want to thank each and every one of you that you guys have received me so well. It is not easy for me to stand here. I think I'm sweating blood. And so it's not easy for me. But, you know, when I stand here, the moment that I took this mic and I started to talk, I could feel the anointing. I could feel the power and the presence of God all over me. I'm telling you that right now I feel like Superman. It feels like... Even as I'm standing here, I can see purpose. I can see blessing. I can see breakthrough. I'm going to ask you in this night, can you see? Can you see where you are going? Do you know where you are going? It feels like in this atmosphere, I can declare, I can decree. I can speak just about anything and it will be made manifest immediately. I stand under the anointing of my father, Pastor Leon. It is not through my own authority that I stand here, but through delegated authority. I want each and every one of you to know that. Even the message that I'm about to share with you, I ask of you guys just to give me 40 minutes. It's 40 minutes that I need to get a revelation through to you. It will take about 40 minutes to get this revelation that you will receive it. Amen. I'm going to be preaching on prosperity. I was just so amazed this morning at my wife Marie, what a powerful service. I was amazed. I just sat and I thought, you know, I think she must take tonight's service as well. That was powerful. Come on, guys. That's what you call a preaching teaching. Okay? I think it was awesome. Well done, love. I love you so much. She's the inspiration behind everything that I do. I would not have been where I am today, obviously, if not for God, but if it was not for that woman. She prayed for me for 10 years, for those who do not know my story. The power of prayer. She prayed for me for 10 years. I wasn't lost or in the well. I wasn't lost, but I always loved God with all my heart, and I was always God conscious, but I never were on fire for God. She prayed for me for 10 years. Supernaturally, we got connected with Pastor Leon. He had a partner's evening, invited us, very agitated and frustrated. She convinced me to go this evening. I didn't want to go. I said, listen, I'm not in the mood for this. I don't want to be there. She said that this is going to be a weekly thing. And I said, no, it's tonight and that's that. I remember that when I stepped into his house, it was about 20 or 30 people there. I could feel the tangible power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I remember that I said in my heart, I didn't say it aloud, I said it in my heart, I said, God, just please do not pass me by tonight. I want to tell you tonight, if you sit here and you say, Lord God, do not pass me by tonight, and you believe it, that you will receive your breakthrough here, right now. I pray that each and every one of you will receive the encounter that I had with God that night. I thought God forgot about me. I grew up in a home where it was condemnation. My mother was a pastor, but the law that they teach the law, so it was condemnation, which brought up a lot of strongholds in my mind that I'm till today, I'm still dealing with many of those. But it took one man that is on fire for God. It took one man that had the power of the Spirit upon him to lay hands upon me and to break every addiction, to break every bondage, and to break every curse in one touch. That was Pastor Leon Dupria. That was about 4 years ago. He called me to the front, myself and my wife, and he said exactly the thing that I thought God forgot about me, exactly the thing that I said in my heart. And he said, Martin, God did not forget about you. He loves you. He's with you. And he called you to be full-time into the ministry. And this and this and this will happen. And I remember that the power of God came upon me like I've never felt it before. You see, we live in a time and a generation that we do not want to hear about God. Show me who God is, because that will change my life. And he laid hands upon me. I remember the power of God was upon me. I was shaking and I understood what was happening because I'm not familiar with these things. Well, I was familiar with it. I understood it. And I couldn't stand upright, but it's the first time that I actually experienced it. And I started weeping from my spirit uncontrollably. And I remember he breathed on me and he went like this into my spirit. He didn't touch me, but it felt like a hammer hitting me. And I went down an old man and I stood up a new man. Listen to me, I didn't prepare this. This is not just coming out. I'm just coming as the Holy Spirit leads me. Is that okay? Let me get into the message. I just want 40 minutes of your time, and then what we're going to do afterwards, we're going to minister onto you. I'm going to call both my wife and Chris to the front. We're going to minister to you guys. We're going to pray for certain things only for those who accept to the call, of course. And so I'll be starting. The message that I'm going to share with you tonight is about why Christians do not prosper. Amen. Now, I've got notes in front of me. I'm going to be reading from the notes. Is it okay? We live in a natural world in which we need to use natural ways to make money. That's just a fact. Amen. But there are certain spiritual laws that you can apply that will cause you to become spiritually rich. I'm not speaking financially. That will cause you to become spiritually rich so that you can attract financial freedom. It's not the same thing. So I'm going to be speaking tonight about that, how God first needs to establish you, your body, your soul, and your spirit. How there first needs to be healing in your body, your soul, and your spirit before He can bless you financially. Amen. You know, Friday morning, Pastor Leon, I don't know how many of you guys were here about two Sundays ago when we brought our prayer request, we placed it on the stage and Pastor Leon prayed for it. Friday morning, he said that from all the prayer requests that he received, there was one, maybe two, that did not have financial breakthrough on the list. That tells me that the majority of the people sitting in this place tonight both needs to and wants to hear this message. Okay, there's already many that's not hearing me. I pray that you will open your hearts and that you will receive this message. What I'm going to share with you tonight is only for the mature. How do you know when you're mature? You might sit and you might understand the word that I'm preaching, but you might leave and you will forget it and you will not apply it to your life. If you leave here and you apply it to your life, then you know you're mature. There's something before I start that I want to make very clear. Remember that on the cross, when Jesus died on the cross for us, He died for all our sins. But it was for much more than that. It wasn't just for that. There's a certain exchange of things that happened at the cross the moment He died. And for every unbeliever that steps forward the cross, that stands in front of the cross and said, Lord Jesus, I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. I love You, Lord. I need You in my life. I give You my heart. Please take full control of my life. There's a certain exchange that happens. And it's not just sin and death that loses its power, but there is a currency of exchange, certain things that are being restored to you. And that is like, for instance, sickness for health, poverty for prosperity. Okay, sickness and death for eternal life. So it's much more than this. So I need you to understand that God first wants to restore you in body, soul, and spirit before He can restore you financially. Very important. The Bible says, and I will pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to contain it. I will pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it. Now notice here that the word says, listen to this. The word says that blessing, not blessings, one, but still you pour it out. Amen. So it's a continuous process. I'm telling you tonight, you do not need blessings. You need a blessing. I pray that each and every person in this place will have a not enough room to receive an anointing right now in the name of Jesus. A not enough room to receive an anointing right now in Jesus' name. I declare and I decree under the unction of the Holy Spirit, through the authority given me by my Father, business ideas, financial breakthrough, every tender in every business place that have been submitted will come through within the next 3 weeks without delay. I sever the head of delay in the name of Jesus. Now, for you to receive this blessing, just want to check the time. For you to be able to receive this blessing, There are certain principles that you need to apply. And the one walks hand in hand with the other. Now remember that I said, now I want to paint a picture here, and I pray that you guys will stay with me. Just stay focused, just for one moment. Remember when Jesus died on the cross, His body was broken, His body was destroyed. And He went through all those things that so that we do not have to. And when you as a Christian stand, well, as a non-believer come to the cross, and you say, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. God restores your body, soul, and spirit. Okay, so that's the first part of the process. God first wants to restore your body, soul, and spirit. You see, I see many, many Christians battling, and they do not understand why. Many. It's because you might have something that you still need to deal with. There's certain laws that you need to apply to your life, whether you want it or not. There is certain laws that you need to apply before something else will take place. Okay? Let's look at 3 John 1 verse 2. 3 John 1 verse 2, and it says, Beloved, I wish above all things, meaning more than anything, he prays, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Remember, it does not say that you will prosper in health, that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You see, when this mighty man of God wrote this, he understood something. He had a relationship with God. He was made whole in his body, soul, and spirit. And there were certain other things that got added because of that. I'll go deeper now. Just bear with me. Another verse says that, 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5, and it says, And he, Uzziah, sought God in the days of Zechariah. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So, how do you get your body, your soul, and your spirit restored so that certain other things can take place? Remember, I want to stress this point. God first wants to restore your body, your soul, and your spirit, and then He will bless you financially. Just bear with me. Let's look at Joel 2 verse 12 and 13. You can put that on the board for me, on the screen. Joel 2 verse 12 and 13. And it says, Therefore also now saith the Lord, Turn ye even to me with all your hearts, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, and not your garments. Again, it speaks of the spiritual before the physical. Rend your heart, not your garments. And turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth Him of the evil. In other words, what it says, I'm reading from the King James, says, repenteth him of the evil, meaning that those that come with a repentant heart, God will forgive them. Those that come with a repentant heart, God will restore. Those that come with a repentant heart, God will be grace, show grace unto them. And He will be slow to anger. Now the word rend your heart here means to tear something apart, to break it to pieces. Very important. You have to come before God with a broken heart. It is there that restoration can take place. You have to stand before God with a broken heart. I want to use an example. When you take a seed and you plant it in the ground, it needs to go through a process called germination. In other words, moisture in the ground needs to permeate, and I hope that you guys are hearing this now spiritually, that the moisture in the ground needs to permeate the outer shell, to weaken it, so that the moisture can penetrate the shell and so remove the impurities, and life starts and that seed begins to grow. Amen. Now, this process takes time. Some seeds takes more time than other seeds, depending on the hardness of the shell. Now, there's a way that you can speed up this process, and they're actually doing this, and it's called scarification. So what you do is you take the seed and you weaken it mechanically. So you tear it some way, or you weaken it, or you give it an opening. So when you plant it in the ground, the moisture can enter in immediately. And the germination process starts immediately. It's the same with your hearts. I'm telling you that life can throw some heavy punches. And I know that there's some sitting here right now that's dealing with some major stuff that's heavy. And you feel hurt. And I've been at this place many times before where I felt like, you know what, I just want to give up. And I would cry before God. And I said, Lord, I cannot go on like this no more. I just want to give up. I can't do this anymore. I just want to give up. And then I will go onto my knees and I will cry and I will be broken before God. And my heart will be broken before God. And the Holy Spirit will each and every time step in and bring healing and bring restoration. If you can allow these heartache situations, these situations that is, you know, many times we pray, Lord God, please can we speed up the process? I'm praying for spiritual acceleration. I want to get there faster because we live in a generation where we want a quick fix. Things must happen most now, immediately. And then God will cause certain things to come along your way and you will rebuke it. But it's God causing it for a certain season, for a certain time to give you character, to build your character, to give you healing in certain areas, to help you to deal with certain stuff in your heart. Are you with me? There's someone not hearing me tonight. And if you can take these punches that life throw at you, these heartache situations, and when you find yourself at that point where you just want to give up and not take offense, then you have managed to use the scarification process to your advantage. There will be acceleration in every dimension of your life if you can apply this principle daily. I release a fast forward anointing upon each and every one of you. I release a fast forward anointing upon each and every one of you. I declare and I decree that every person, every individual under the sound of my voice will know exactly what God have called them for, and that they will step into their destinies without delay. I speak this in the name of Jesus. It is when your heart is broken before God that restoration can take place. Amen. It is when your heart is broken that you are transparent before God. It is you saying, Lord, here I am. Here I am with all my weaknesses, with all my mistakes, with all my problems. I come and I lay it down at your holy feet, Lord. I need you. I can't do this by myself. It is there that the Holy Spirit steps in through your broken hearts and like living water flowing over your hearts, bringing healing and restoration in your body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Which brings me to my second point. So first, God wants to restore your body, soul, and spirit. And then He will bless you financially. Second point, after restoration, prosperity will follow. Now, many may sit here and ask me, but where's your millions? You're standing there preaching this, but where's your millions? Thank you. Let me tell you, if I think back from where I came from to where I'm now, if I take what I'm receiving now to what I have received, compared to that, it's millions. I'm telling you that God is taking me higher every week. Every month and every year, He's taking me from faith to faith, from anointing to anointing, and from glory to glory. Let's put Joel 2 verse 28 on the board. Now there's something here I need you guys to get. I've got 10 minutes left. Joel 2 verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit. Afterward what? It says that I shall come afterward, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Afterward what? So something must happen for the Holy Spirit to be poured out. See, many Christians, they read the scripture, or many preachers, they preach this sermon, or they read this verse, And they read, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit. You will receive the spirit. But after what? You need the Holy Spirit to be able to prophesy. You need the Holy Spirit to dream dreams. And you need the Holy Spirit to see visions. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. After what? What must they? There's a former thing that must take place for the latter to appear. Why is it important to be able to see visions? Let me explain. It is through a vision that this church has been established. You cannot prosper if you do not know where God is going with you. After what? After what? Something must take place for that to happen. My time is up. I need to... Sorry, guys. Joel 2:28. Just keep it on the board. Now notice that the Bible says that you will dream dreams. It's not saying that you shall have dreams. Normal people have dreams, but spiritual people dream dreams. And there's certain dreams that you can dream, but it's by the Holy Spirit that these things happen. So again, I ask you, who in this place wants to be able to prophesy? Who wants to be able to see visions? Who wants to be able to dream dreams? Who wants to know the purpose of God for their lives? After this one thing, you will. After this. So what must happen? Let's look at verse 24 and 25. And it says, and your bank shall be full of money. For those that responded will have a double portion of that. Amen. And the floor shall be full of wheat. And the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten. The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. My great army which I send among you. It's not the armies of the devil. Now, obviously, the locust and the worms that is referred to is symbolic to the armies of the nations that will leave Palestine desolate. But nonetheless, many times we pray for certain things and God brings it along your way and then we bind that cankerworm. But God says, I send it. You're slowing up the process. And I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten. What have the locust eaten? Your harvest. Not your harvest. What did the years? The enemy is not after your harvest. The enemy is not after your harvest. It's after your time. I've heard many people say that I just don't have the time to pray. I just don't have the time to read the word. I just don't have the time to spend with my family. I just don't have time for my son or my daughter. I just do not have the time. You need to recognize that this is exactly what the enemy wants. For it's through prayer and it's through reading the word that you are being restored so that certain things will be restored to you. I declare and decree more time 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 to you. You will have time to pray. You will have time to read the word. You will have more time to make money. If we go back to the cross where Jesus died for us, when we as a believer stand before that cross and we say, Lord, I give you my life. God accepts you as his son and his daughter. And he restores your body, soul, and spirit. And then a certain exchange takes place. He restores certain things to you. Sin and death for eternal life. Sickness for health. Poverty for prosperity. This is the place where we are right now. Once you are restored in your body, soul, and spirit, certain things can be restored to you. For now you are at a place where you know the purpose and the will for God of your life. Does this make sense?